You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's a fun Friday. Your boys in the morning hanging out, getting ready to get someone else qualified for that trip to Vegas to see Katy Perry. That's right. Her residency shows are going to begin in December, and Mix 100, well, we know people, see, and so we can pull a few strings, get tickets to this show, we'll fly you out there, put you up at a nice spot, feed you a little bit, and you get to go party. Well, three chances each weekday for you to qualify. First chance today is just 30 minutes away, roughly. We'll do it at around 8:30. And then 12:30 with Shannon Steele and 3:30 with Studley Steve right here at Denver's Mix 100. Jeremy and I had a good laugh yesterday with this story that came out. It was a survey. They asked a couple of thousand Americans to name the things that made them feel sophisticated or classy.
I'm classy.
I'm classy. So, and the things that they mentioned were things like having an opinion on the stock market, being able to talk about what's going on with the NASDAQ and things
like that. Bitcoin. Have you heard of Bitcoin?
Being able to discuss different types of wine. Yes. You know, I was at the checkout line yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had a bottle of
Arbor Mist.
What?
Arbor Mist.
Seven Deadly Zins.
Oh, I like that wine.
I do too.
It's good.
It's a nice little $15 bottle of wine or whatever.
Yep.
But the lady in line behind me starts asking me all these questions about it.
Oh, no.
She goes, is that one more of a fruity blah, 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 blah? And I said, I like it. She was looking for some sort of, you know, it has a hint of raspberry and it's delicate on the palate, but it's not pretentious.
Uh-huh. You're like, I don't know. It's $15. I like the label.
I said, normally it's like 18, and they got on sale for 15, lady. That's why I got it. So we decided we should ask our listeners, what is it that you do that kind of makes you feel sophisticated, even if it's not?
Mm-hmm.
It's your little shortcut. I do have to tell you that I asked my wife about this last night. I said, on the show tomorrow, we're going to be talking about things that, you know, we do that we feel make us all classy and sophisticated. I said, what would you think for us? And she goes, oh, hands down. It's the charcuterie boards she will put together.
Yes.
So we'll be hanging out in the kitchen like on a Friday or a Saturday, and she will get one of those big wooden chopping boards.
Yep.
And she will arrange. I mean, she does it like it's at a restaurant. So she will arrange, you know, the little things of sausage or meat here.
Yep.
And then she will chop up these little things of cheese and put them there. Cube cheese. She will get grapes and place them on there in a certain way. And she told me, she goes, really? You know, we like to say this is a charcuterie board. She goes, that's a fancy way of saying, here's a bunch of Lunchables for you, dude.
It truly is, isn't it?
It's just Lunchables.
And then everybody gets their greasy fingers all over everything. And
yeah, but you feel so sophisticated.
You do.
This is my charcuterie
board. Isn't it funny when you walk into a get-together, a little party, and they've got something like that spread out, and you're like, oh, this is going to be a classy party, huh?
Yeah.
We have a special board for ours that was, like, handcrafted and, you know, from old wagons from the Old West or something. You know, it's like a really fancy board.
Does it have, like, the thing burned into it? Like
yes,
a logo
it's got
type
something
in
there
in?
And a special, like, drip edge weird looking thing on it, and
you bet.
Just when you know that's coming out, you're like, this things are going down tonight.
You know, you don't really want to stand there holding your PBR, you know, while you're reaching for that. It's you got to step up a level with your alcohol. But
speaking of alcohol, one of the ones for me is having a nice bottle of alcohol displayed somewhere in your living area, a nice bottle of whiskey or a fancy wine, like just seeing it displayed is like, yeah, this joint just got classy. That's one of mine.
I got a gift many years ago from some guy, and it was a bottle of fancy bourbon, but it comes in this display box that has like a glass front on the box, right?
Beautiful.
And a leather strap over the top. And I'm like, I don't think I ever want to drink this because it's too valuable as a pretentious, you know, piece for your house.
It's a conversation piece.
It's like artwork.
You'll never open it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to thank my buddy Gary for that, but it's too much art for me to want to drink it. What
the other one
get?
For me is buying Greek yogurt. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like that's a classy yogurt when you're standing there looking at the Yoplait, you know, and then you look down and you're like, oh, the Faye 0% Greek yogurt. And you put that in the cart and you like make a big deal about it. Buying Greek yogurt here. Greek yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classy yogurt. And then I did ask Knickknack last night, and hers is just in general a fancy purse. If she gets a new purse, she feels classy and, you know, all done up. And even if she's wandering into Walmart or something, she feels classy. A ton of these coming in on Facebook. I mean, we can take a break if we want to get some calls here. Do you want me to roll through some of these?
I want to do this. I want to take the break.
Okay.
And throw out our phone number so people can call in and have a few laughs on a Friday as you think about what is it that you do that you think makes you look a little more sophisticated, and it might not, but it's just in your mind like, oh, this is how I class the joint up. And we'll also share some that we got online. We're talking about this funny little survey that was out. A couple thousand Americans were asked to name the things that made them seem, in their mind, like they were sophisticated. And things like going to a museum, they said, make them feel sophisticated. No. They also said that it was like at age roughly 24 that people started realizing that some weird cheeses actually aren't gross.
Yeah.
Kind of made me laugh. What have some people said online?
So many funny ones coming in. Mary says, having heated seats in my car makes me feel very... Ooh, my booty is so, so warm. Robin says, buying the thick paper plates for a get-together. Not those flimsy, thin ones.
The Chinette.
And then Michelle, I can relate. I just got one of these. She says, a four-slice toaster. Not the typical two-slice. I can do four at once.
That's so good.
So funny.
To the phones we go. Got a bunch of calls lined up. Kyle, good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
Morning.
So what makes you feel sophisticated?
I got to go with coasters because you can't be sophisticated and have wet rings on any surface in your house. Coasters are just swanky.
Dude, that is spot on. You know you're at a good get-together when they have coasters.
That's right. Not like folded piece of cardboard, but like a legitimate.
No, like an actual coaster.
Yeah. Okay, so I got to tell you something funny about that. Just before I moved, Jeremy gave me a gift of coasters.
Yeah.
And these clashed it up.
Wait,
though. Wait. Hold on before you have a verdict on this. The coasters are all completely covered with these foul language.
Sayings, yeah.
Like, hey, blank, don't mess up my table, or... Have some,
please don't F up the table is what they
please
say.
Please don't F up the table. Uh-huh. This all this. And that's just right up the alley for Gretchen and for me because we love it. We laugh. And I forgot about, I think it was a couple of months ago, we had cleaning people come to the house.
Oh, when they were out?
And they're all over. Like, there's some in the living room. I have one in my bedroom. I have, you know, and I'm just like, they probably are being all judgy.
No, they loved them.
Over my foul coasters that Jeremy gave me.
So, Kyle, the reason I gave Dom those is because I have a set, and they just all say, don't F up the table. And we recently hosted Mother's Day just a couple weeks ago, and both my grandparents, grandmas were over, and we used those, and you should have seen their faces.
Oh, that's great.
It was fantastic.
Great.
Highly recommend those. Good call, buddy. Good one.
Kyle, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate that very much. Here's Jessica. Jessica, what do you do to get all sophisticated?
Buy expensive underwear.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have them on today?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Wow. Oh.
My goodness. Well, good morning to you.
She's calling us with no underwear on. So.
Along those same lines, Anna wrote in on our Facebook. She says, when I wear a real bra, not a sports bra, she feels classy and sophisticated.
Jessica, thank you for being on the show with us. Here comes Tanisha. Tanisha, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what do you do to feel all classy?
Well, I buy those big, fancy coffee cups Like, I feel really sophisticated when I can go in Starbucks and buy whatever fancy Starbucks tumbler they have, and I get to post pictures drinking out of my Starbucks cup.
You should, because those tumblers are like $60, aren't they?
So I like take pictures or have it in the background and just make sure to post those pictures on Facebook or with the big giant coffee cup.
Yeah, they're like, dang, like, she's rolling in it. You are rolling in it.
I drink coffee. Like, oh yeah, I'm so sophisticated. Because as a kid, you weren't really an adult unless you drank coffee. So
yeah,
that's
right.
Why I just feel
that's a great
that's
one.
What I do.
Tanisha, that is a great call. Thank you for that. We have time for one more on the air. It's Ilena. Ilena, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what makes you feel sophisticated?
I'm not a very sophisticated person by all means, but I love to feel sophisticated when we go to Vail, Colorado, and sit on the patio at any restaurant drinking dirty martinis. I don't know what it is.
That is ooze class.
That is fantastic.
It's oozing out of me. All that class with my dirty martinis.
With your pinky out while you're drinking it.
I'm telling you, it's the best. When my husband asks me what I want to do for any special occasions, it's Vail, Colorado with dirty martinis.
That's quite the endorsement for Vail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That makes him feel very sophisticated.
Well, and you are sophisticated. I don't care what anybody
says. You're oozing.
That's like the people. Thank you for the call, Lena. We appreciate that. That's like the people who also say, this weekend I'm going to Aspen. I'll be in Aspen.
Oh, God.
And you're
barf.
Wait a minute. You drive like an F-250. And you wear your cap backwards and stuff like that.
Aspen guy.
And you're going to go to Aspen? Okay.
Okay. Let me give you four more that came in on Facebook that are pretty darn good. Cindy says she feels classy when she shops at Target instead of Walmart. I kind of get that.
Stepping up our game.
AJ says when he buys premium unleaded gas, he feels real classy. JD says watching Hoarders on TV, that'll make anyone feel classy.
Yeah.
And then I love this one from Jamie. She says when I add Gouda to my grilled cheese sandwiches. It's a classy cheese right there, Jamie. The Gouda.
Up your cheese game too, huh? You guys make us laugh. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for reaching out online to your boys in the morning. It's the Dom and Jeremy Show at Mix 100.